What about the word sauce? Would you ever use the word sauce to signify that?
Yeah.
And does sauce ever, what would you pronounce it?
Sauce.
What does a sauce ever signify a dish of fruit served as dessert?
No.
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 Sauce. Except applesauce.
Applesauce.
But not fresh fruit.
No.
Okay. What were you going to say to me?
Sauce is for Sundays.
For Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And cocktail sauce.
What's that? You mean, put on...
Shrimp.
Oh, you say sauce is for Sundays. Now, you mean for ice cream.
Yeah, I would say chocolate sauce and butterscotch sauce.
Uh-huh. And you're talking about the shrimp sauce, which you mean by cocktail
mm-hmm.
sauce. How about a little something you might eat between meals? What would you call that?
Snack.
How about, what's the past tense of eat?
Eaten. Ate.
Okay. And what do you, what's this stuff here?
Coffee.
And what did you just, did you do before you... What, some coffee?
I made some coffee.
Okay, and how about an apple pie made in a rather, kind of an apple pie made in a...
A deep dish apple pie?
How about, just name a few different kinds of pies.
Cherry pie. Apple pie, blueberry, pumpkin, lemon, chocolate, chiffon pies.
Now this, chiffon pie, is this the, what does a cream pie mean to you? Is that a chiffon pie?
No.
Is it the same thing? What's the difference?
A cream pie is like a banana cream. It's made with a custard.
Oh, okay.
And a
cream is custard, and the chiffon is that thick, that light, airy
light,
stuff.
Light, airy, egg white stuff.
Okay. Now, if you were thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself a what of what?
Drink of water.
And what? All right, but in the container.
Glass of water.
And the past tense of drink. And the past participial form is?
Drunk.
And the past tense of sit?
Sat.
And if someone came in and you might you want them to take a seat, you might say just simply?
Sit down.
And if someone, you're sitting at a table eating and you have some food in a bowl, something you pass over, someone you might say to the person.
Here. Would you like some potatoes?
And if you were that person and you didn't want it, you might probably say?
No, thank you.
You have a big roast one day and you're going to eat the same thing the next day, you have the same, something else made of that. What do you call it?
Leftovers.
How about you put food in your mouth and you
chew it?